Title: Hybrid Minds Ghost Percussion in Ableton Live 12 for 90s Inspired Darkness. Hi! In this lesson you'll learn how to create Hybrid Minds style ghost percussion in Ableton Live 12. We'll focus on mixing choices using only stock devices, quiet, eerie percussive layers that sit under your main drum rack, add depth and groove, and give a 90s dark, jungle flavor without cluttering the drum bus. Lesson overview: this is an intermediate mixing lesson. The aim is to build a ghost percussion send/group that adds rhythmic motion and atmosphere like darker Hybrid Minds textures, remains audible, but non-intrusive via sidechain ducking to the kick and snare, uses short dark reverb and filtered delay for ghost tails, and is shaped with EQ, subtle saturation, transient control and mid/side width for a moody, old-school feel. What you will build, you'll create a ghost percussion group routed to two returns, R, ghost verb and R, dark delay, processed on a ghost bus with drum bus, saturator, ick, sidechain compression, and M/S shaping. The ghosts will be low in level, slightly off-grid in timing, and sent lightly to filtered reverb and delay. Prep load your drum rack with your main kick, snare, and hi-hat patterns. Use a standard DNB tempo, 170 to 176 BPM. Create an audio or MIDI track named Ghost Percussion Group and two return tracks named R, Ghost Verb and R, Dark Delay. A. Source selection and editing 1. Populate the ghost percussion group with 3 to 5 elements. Layer A. A very short closed hi-hat or click in simpler slice or classic mode. Layer B. A soft shaker loop or shuffled hat. An audio clip warp to bar. Layer C. A low volume tom or rim hit pitch down 1/3 semitones. Layer D optional. A reversed cymbal or short reverse tail on off beats. 2. On each simpler, apply a slight low pass, around 8-10 kHz. Trim the sample start if the attack is too sharp, and set levels so each element sits roughly -12 to -18 dB below your main snare. B. Timing and groove 3. Humanize timing with the groove pool. Choose a 16th or 32nd swing groove or create one from a classic beat. Apply timing around 5-12% and keep quantity stiffness low to preserve a natural feel. 4. Nudge clip start times by about 10-30 ms for micro ghosting. Use clip envelopes and warp markers to make small forward or back timing shifts that build micro tension without sounding mechanical. C. Static mix and EQ 5. Put an EQ 8 on each ghost chain or track. HBF at about 200-350 Hz with a steeper slope 12-18 dB/oc to remove low end clash. Small dip between 200-400 Hz if the element sounds muddy. Gentle boost around 2.56 kHz, 1-2 dB with a Q near 1.0 for presence only when needed. 6. Set fader levels so the ghost group sits around -10 to -18 dB below the main drum bus. The ghost should be felt, not lead. D. Grouping and bus processing 7. Route the ghost chains into a single ghost bus. On that bus insert, drum bus, drive 2-4, transient between -0.5 and +1.0 to slightly soften or accentuate attacks, tone shifted low to keep darkness. Use the subtly, saturator after drum bus, soft clip, drive 1-2 dB, wet around 30-40% for analog grit. EQ 8 post saturation, mild high shelf cut above 12 kHz, -1 to -2 dB to prevent brittleness. E. Facial effects. Reverb and delay sends 8. R. Ghost verb. Use hybrid reverb with plate or dark hall engine. Set decay short to medium, about 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 8-30 ms so hits stay separate. On the reverb return filter, with an HBF around 250-350 Hz, and ALPF near 6-7 kHz to keep tails dark and avoid sparkle. Reduce diffusion slightly for grainier tails and add a very slow LFO or subtle modulation to size or color for movement. 9. R. Dark delay. Use echo or grain delay for vintage grit. Set to dotted 1/16 or 1/32, feedback 20-45%, and dry/wet low, roughly 20-35%. High cut the delay around 3-6 kHz and low cut at 300-400 Hz. Use ping-pong or stereo spread at 60-80% to widen subtly. 10. Send ghost tracks lightly. Ghost verb sends around -6 to -12 dB, roughly a send knob of 10-20%. Dark delay sends smaller at 6-15%. Automate sends for sections where you want the ghosts more present. F. Sidechain ducking and dynamics 11. On the ghost bus, insert a compressor and enable sidechain. Choose the main kick or a kick plus snare bus as the input. Ratio between 3:1 and 6:1. Attack fast, 16 ms. Release medium fast, 6120 ms. Threshold so average gain reduction is subtle, about 13 dB, peaking for 6 dB on hits. The goal, ghost stip when kick or snare hit, and breathe between 12. Optionally add a second glue compressor with slow attack and release for gentle glue across the bus. G. Stereo image and mid/side EQ 13. Place a utility at the end of the ghost bus. Set width between 80-120% depending on taste. If low-end stereo issues appear, reduce width for frequencies below -800 Hz by automating utility or using an EQ8 in M/S mode. 14. Use EQ8 in mid/side mode on the bus. Narrow lows in the side or in mid below 800 Hz. Slight boost on the side around 48 kHz, plus 12 dB, to add stereo air without affecting the mono sum. H. Final balancing and automation. 15. Balance the ghost bus fader in context. Start around -10 to -18 dB under the main drum bus, and tweak in the mix. 16. Automate send amounts, sidechain threshold, and utility width across the arrangement. Open and widen ghosts in fills or dropouts to emphasize 90s darkness. 17. Render or bounce stems and check in mono for phase issues. Make sure nothing collapses when summed. Common mistakes to avoid: ghosts too loud. If they compete with snare or kick, they kill impact. Keep them several dB lower. Excessive bright reverb tails, long, bright reverbs wash drums. Use filtered, short to medium dark reverb. No sidechain. Without ducking, ghosts will fight transients. Sidechain keeps the groove clear. Overwidening low frequencies, this causes phase and mono problems. HBDEF low content and keep lows centered. Overprocessing each element, heavy saturation and compression on every layer creates noise. Prefer bus processing. Static placement. Perfectly quantized ghosts sound mechanical. Use micro timing and movement. Pro tips: use very small send amounts to reverb and delay. Ghosts should hint presence, not announce themselves. Pitch down one ghost layer 3/7 semitones and low pass it for a vintage subsurface rumble that doesn't clash with the bass line. Duplicate a ghost chain and use auto pan with a slow rate and tiny depth for evolving stereo motion. Resample the ghost bus and re-import as one audio layer. Degrade with redux or grain delay for crunchy 90s tape/bit character, then re-EQ. Use parallel processing for saturation. Duplicate the bus. Heavily process the duplicate, then blend back rather than processing everything dry. Slightly randomize volume by clip envelope or draw automation plus or minus 0.5 1.5 dB per bar for an organic feel. Reference hybrid mines tracks at similar loudness and match relative energy, focusing on how present ghosts are compared to drums. Mini practice exercise. 16 bar loop 1. Load a 4 bar drum rack. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, hat 16 THS. 2. Create a ghost percussion group with 3 simplers, click, shaker loop, reversed sim. Lower each to -14 dB relative to snare. 3. Add EQ8 on each, HBF 250 Hz, gentle shelving -1 dB above 12 kHz, small +2 dB boost at 4 kHz on the click. 4. Route to ghost bus. Add drum bus drive 2. Transient plus 0.8, saturator soft clip at 30% wet, then compressor sidechain to kick. Set attack 3 ms, release 80 ms, ratio 4:1 and adjust threshold for about 3 dB gain reduction. 5. Create R, ghost verb using hybrid reverb plate, decay 0.9 s, predelay 12 ms, HBDEF on reverb 300 Hz. LPF tilde 6 kHz. Send ghost tracks about 12-18% to the reverb. 6. Automate ghost bus width, start 90% and open to 115% on bars 9-12. 7. Render and listen in mono and stereo. Tweak sends and sidechain so snare stays punchy, while ghosts fill space. Recap: you now have a workflow to make hybrid mine-style ghost percussion in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices. Key points: choose clean ghost sources and HBF at low end, set subtle transient and saturation on a bus rather than overprocessing each element, use short, filtered dark, reverb and a filtered delay return, sidechain the ghost bus to kick/snare so ghosts breathe, apply careful mid/side shaping and controlled stereo width, keep ghosts lower in level, slightly off-grid, and automate for movement. Final mindset and workflow reminders: think of ghost percussion as texture, not extra drum hits. Always mix ghosts in context. Make small deliberate moves, 0.52 dB, 5 15 ms nudges, and 5 20% send changes. and save incremental versions for / Bing. Do 3 passes per loop, sound selection and timing, static mix and EQ, then dynamics and spatial automation. Regularly check mono compatibility, and when satisfied, resample or freeze the bus to save CPU and lock in the character. That's it. Experiment with small values, document what works, and treat the ghosts as evolving texture to get that moody, vintage 90s dark TNB vibe.